Welcome to our Spoken Words podcast, where real life stories take center stage. Join us on a journey through the depths of human experiences, where every word carries the weight of truth and emotion. Let's dive into the raw and authentic narratives that shape our world.
Hey, brother, you know what? I came across a shared post on social media, which I think it's TikTok, if not Instagram. And I asked myself, Ore, what kind of a world are we living in these days? It's about an anonymous girl who was abused mentally and molested by the stepdad. Buffers, please be careful who you date or get married to. As long as you have a girl child, it's important to know who you're getting into a relationship with. Let me jump into the story that was shared. My mother married a stepdad in 2011 and I was only 11 years old. That man used to molest me with his finger. And I was not supposed to say anything. It happened one day when I returned back from school. He entered my room while I was changing my uniform, shut the door, and raped me. I told my mother and my grandmother. They all say this person is your father and you must follow all the rules or else utabona urudula gokai. And mind you, I was only 11 years old. He repeated the same thing again and again, again and again. The elder set them down and after they passed away, everything is all right. Life continued, life goes on. I went to stay at my father's family house where I used to work as a maid there, cleaning underwear for their children so I can have a place to stay and a food to eat. Because of other people, I now take medicine to manage my bipolar and I fail my matric exam. Girl, wherever you are, do not bite yourself into the rock. Someone did this to you. You did not do this to yourself. I want you to find the meaning of life and ask God why this happened to you. Wherever you are, wherever you are, I hope you find someone who listened to your story without asking any questions.
Thank you for tuning into Spoken Words. Dive deeper into the human experience with us, where every word is a thread in the fabric of reality. Until next time, keep listening, keep sharing, and keep living your story.